This is Todd Zwillick. It's good to be with you on The Takeaway today. We want to revisit now a legal case that we've been following in our partnership with the Marshall Project and their series Case in Point. These cases look at the criminal justice system in America, where it functions well, where it doesn't, and where it doesn't have clear answers. Victor Rosario was imprisoned for 32 years in Massachusetts for setting a fire that killed 8 people. His conviction was overturned in 2014 after new science undercut the testimony of fire experts at his trial. Victor spent the last 3 years waiting to see if his case would be retried. And last week, the Massachusetts District Attorney, Mariah Ryan, said Rosario won't be retried, saying in a statement that the decision did not operate as an acquittal of charges, but that the evidence would not sustain a burden of proof at a new trial. Andrew Cohen is the senior editor at the Marshall Project and author of Case in Point, and he explains.
It does not tell us that Victor Rosario has been exonerated of these long ago crimes. There's no finding from a judge. There's no confession from a prosecutor that says that another person may have done it. There's no a formal finding in the Massachusetts justice system that says here is an innocent man. Having said that, it's also clear that there is not nearly enough evidence to go forward with a re-prosecution of him. So he's in sort of that gray area where he knows he's not going to be prosecuted again. But the state can still say that this wasn't a case where there has been an exoneration.
Now, as for Victor Rosario, he's maintained his innocence and he's been out of prison since the case was overturned. He says the decision feels like a weight being lifted off his shoulders.
It feels like really that's what you call freedom. See, this is freedom. We can define freedom and say that this is a freedom, but that's what I felt.
The district attorney who is in charge of your case late last week issued a statement on why you weren't going to be retried. She said the decision does not operate as an acquittal of charges, but that they've determined that it's in the interest of justice and fairness to proceed in this manner, meaning to not give you a new trial. That is not a statement of your innocence, and there hasn't been any unequivocal evidence of your innocence. There's certainly been questions about the quality of the evidence against you. And it makes me need to ask you, did you do this crime? Are you innocent?
I am innocent, and I would die innocent because that's who I am, an innocent man that was incarcerated for 32 years, and I continue to be innocent. I had many times I had the opportunity even to go to parole and to go and to play the game, but that's not me.
When you say you had an opportunity to play the game for parole, what does that mean?
The parole board, the only thing they want is just to a person to take responsibility for his actions and to show remorse. How a person that is an innocent man can show remorse for something that he never did.
You made several appeals over the years based on arson science, fire science, saying that the original testimony that fire experts gave about the nature of this fire just couldn't be true. Talk about that.
You know, my first lawyer had the opportunity to having somebody to investigate. Okay, and they never even considered to listen to the defense side of arson. They never considered that. They never even bring me even a person to do the work that need to be done to examine the evidence, to examine if it was arson or was an accident. They even never did that.
Well, Victor, during the time that you were incarcerated, the science of fire investigation really changed. The kind of testimony that the fire experts gave in your trial, oh, this must have been liquid accelerant because we can see this evidence, that type of analysis changed. New fire science and new fire experts came in eventually and said, no, that analysis is wrong. We have a new way of looking at how fire spread.
That's true. That's the events that we have today.
Well, Victor Rosario, you have complete freedom now, not only freedom from incarceration, but freedom from a new trial. What's next for you?
Oh, for me, the sky is the limit. I just would love to go back to the prison system and to work with the guys inside to give the experience how to begin their life even inside the prison system, okay, and how the system has need to change. It's so many men inside the prison system that they are there and they never have any second chance, you know. And I think the American is built in second chance, and they don't have a second chance.
So if the local senator or the governor were to come to you and say, you were 32 years on the inside, we want your advice, what needs to change, what would you say?
I would say you need to start it first from the Department of Correction, what we call rehabilitation. Rehabilitation now is not rehabilitation. Now everything is public safety. And because it's public safety, it's two different agencies. And because it's two different agencies, operation inside is everything is public safety. Never give you a chance to the prisoners to come out and to work. You know, and I think there is time to start thinking that there is not only me that made 32 years. It's guys that had been in there 38 years, and you can see it. There is already out innocent man. Rehabilitation basically is to bring the person back in the same state of mind. I think that they need to start thinking in the other way. Every single prisoner that is in prison, in classification, and parole, the first word that come out from every single inmate is, I would like to be a productive member of society. What is going on? When you come out, the first thing that they say, you're a former prisoner. They keep you with that name. I think that they need to change. The reason why is because every single one in there representing one, representing a father, representing a family, representing a son, representing even a brother, and even a sister, a mother, a grandmother. That is the person that is inside the prison system. They are not animals. They are not numbers. They are human beings. They may errors, they committing whatever they committed, but they still be a human being. And I pray to the Lord that give me the opportunity that one day I can go back and I let them know that it's really they can do it. They can do it. Say, I did it, they can do it. Say, I made the change in my life, they can do it also.
Victor Rosario spent 32 years in prison in Massachusetts for an arson that killed 8 people. He was released in 2014 and has just learned that the state will not try him again for that crime. Victor Rosario, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Roadside Attractions, presenting Stronger, starring Jake Gyllenhaal as Jeff Bowman, whose strength became a symbol of hope after a national tragedy, in theaters September 22nd. And Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for businesses, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More details at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print. Staples, it's pro time.